Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Will you join me in a prayer for illumination? The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word, O God, will stand forever. By your Holy Spirit, speak through this scripture, and help us to truly listen. Amen. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. We could use that, couldn't we? Light, release, redemption, healing. We could use that because no matter how you voted on Tuesday, at least 70 million of your fellow citizens disagree with you. We can use that because every day the COVID numbers are more distressing than they were the day before, because the weight of the pandemic falls too heavily on the people who can least afford it, because the things that we do to protect one another stretch our communities almost as thin as our hospitals are stretched, because so many communities in both cities and in small towns have been in crisis for decades, because it suddenly gets dark so early in the evening and winter is just beginning and we are not out of any woods yet. In today's scripture reading, the people of Judah needed redemption too. The people of Judah had been living in exile since their grandparents' generation were kids, and they had no way to plan how long it would take. They had no way to plan how long it would take for them to be restored. The prophet Jeremiah had told them to keep faith right where they were, even though they were not where they were meant to be, until finally something changed. The Persian Empire conquered the Babylonian Empire, and then a new Persian king arose, one with a new policy that Instead of uprooting conquered foreigners and dragging them off into exile, he would send them back home again. I don't know what made that new policy expedient for that new king of Persia, but I know that it's what the people of Judah had been waiting for since longer than they knew how to wait. That seems to be part of the context behind Isaiah's poem today about God's chosen servant. We actually don't know as much precisely as we might wish we did about this context, about this poem, about this servant. So come with me for just a minute to explore a little bit of this idea of God's chosen servant, because the poetry here leaves room for lots of different interpretations. As I said, within the context of these chapters from the prophet Isaiah, this sounds a lot like a certain Persian king. That connection is actually made explicit not too many chapters from here. But there are also, within these same chapters, explicit references to the idea that Israel is God's chosen servant. This people of Israel who have been conquered, uprooted, defeated, that somehow they will be God's chosen servant again. Just last chapter, in fact, that happened. These references to a servant are singular, but they might be collective. They might be referring to more than just one individual, maybe addressing the whole people here. And so this return from exile that is happening in the historical context of this prophecy, that return from exile becomes also a restoration of God's covenant with God's people, as those promises from long ago that seemed like they had been stripped away, they became real again. The New Testament looks back on these prophecies and makes a different connection of this servant. The New Testament connects this servant image with Jesus, God's anointed, chosen, beloved Son. The gospel writers explicitly apply some of this servant language from the second half of Isaiah to Jesus later in his ministry. The voice of God seems to echo this passage today, almost precisely at Jesus' baptism, at the very beginning of his ministry. Isaiah goes on, "I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth." This sounds actually a lot like Jesus' style. Jesus' style of mercy and self-giving, not to ride out in conquest, not to conquer by force, but rather to lift up those who are bowed down, to mend what is broken, to heal us and so redeem us. We call Jesus' life and death and resurrection a new covenant. New promises of God made real in that life for all our lives. And we know, as the New Testament knows, we the church, we have to continue Jesus' mission. Jesus becomes a covenant to all people, and so as Jesus' followers, we become that covenant as well. God accomplished everything God needed to accomplish in Jesus' life and death and resurrection, and at the same time, Jesus' mission continues in the life of the church. Now, of course, you already knew that. It says covenant right up there at the top of our Facebook page, but you know, it never hurts to hear that again. I've given you you, God's people, as a covenant to all people, as a light to the nations, to open eyes, to release prisoners, to free those who are trapped in dungeons. Because this, above all else, gives glory to the Lord's name. I have given you as a covenant to the people. We could use some of that in our world, couldn't we? Vision, release, redemption, healing. The world could use some of that through us. It is exactly our business to be about vision and release and redemption and healing. It is exactly our mission to knit human communities back together, to practice the challenging work of reconciliation when forgiveness and accountability dance together, to pursue healing and peace in the world. It is our mission to tend to the most fragile, to care for our neighbors and our loved ones when they are sick or lonely, to stand with those who have been ignored, injured, and abused, to keep our distance from each other for everyone's health, and to give what we have to offer when others need it. It is our mission, our work, and our joy to welcome God's renewed promises. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Will you pray with me? Merciful, faithful, gracious, redeeming God, you have called us forth, you have given us as a covenant to your people, and you have entrusted us with your mission of healing, redemption, reconciliation, and hope. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear where you are already at work in our lives and in our world. Give us courage, give us strength to join you where you are already redeeming, reconciling, and healing. You are doing this work which you have already in mystery completed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks be to God. And now, a moment for mission. I want to take just a moment to lift up Covenant's 2021 pledge invitation. You should have received your pledge invitation last week by email, and we are, as we routinely do, collecting pledges for financial support of the congregation and our mission in the coming year. During this year, which has been so strange, we have continued our work for God's mission. And you have continued your work for God's mission as well. You have stepped up with financial support for the congregation, for our mission partners, and for the work that we do so well together. You have lifted each other up in non-monetary ways as well, with phone calls and cards and emails and visits to each other. Please do those in the safest way you can. You've remembered each other and the world around us in prayer. You have been signs of God's grace, God's promises, God's covenant with the world throughout this pandemic. And we also want to understand that as you look at 2021, 2020 may have changed your circumstances. And if your commitment for 2021 needs to be different from what it was for 2020, we understand that. If your commitment for 2021 is able to take up some of what someone else may have needed to set down, we welcome that. That's part of how we support each other in this congregation. And if you need to take this moment to step out in faith and say, I don't know what I can do, but I feel like I need to do more. We certainly welcome that as well. We invite whatever commitment you feel that you are able to make, whatever commitment you feel that you are called to make, not only for the life of this congregation and the life of our mission partners through what we are able to do through Covenant, but we also welcome everything you do as Covenant in the context of the church and in so many other contexts in the world. We give you thanks for everything that you do. We give God thanks for everything that God does through us. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.